listening to Wyoming Public Radio's Morning Music. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick. Legendary singer, songwriter, piano player, bandleader, rock and roll Hall of Famer, and master of space and time, Leon Russell is playing the Griffin Theater in Laramie Tuesday night. In his incredible 50-year career, he's played on, arranged, written, and or produced some of the best records in popular music, including rock, blues, country, bluegrass standards, jazz, and surf records. He's collaborated with hundreds of artists, including Glenn Campbell, Joe Cocker, Willie Nelson, George Harrison, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, John Lennon, B.B. King, Freddie King, Steve Cropper, Rita Coolidge, Ike and Tina Turner, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Marvin Gaye, Steve Winwood, and groups including Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, The Rolling Stones, The Everly, Righteous, and Flying Burrito Brothers. He's also worked with fellow Oklahoman and co-creator of the Tulsa Sound, J.J. Cale. I spoke with Leon recently about the passing of J.J. and playing with him before they both moved to California. You played with J.J. early on in Oklahoma before moving out to L.A., right?
Yeah, and some in L.A. as well. We went out there a time or two together.
Such a rich history of music from Oklahoma, from Woody Guthrie to you and J.J. I got to see Byron Berline, a fiddle player recently, and a really talented young songwriter by the name of John Fulbright out of Oklahoma. Born in southwest Oklahoma in 1942, Leon Russell is now based in Nashville. He began piano lessons at the age of four. He was playing in Tulsa nightclubs by the time he was 14. Well, upon graduating from high school, your band, the Starlighters, toured with Jerry Lee Lewis. Did that tour serve to further your education?
Actually, it started out in the summer between school. We started doing that. So, yeah.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby.
Who were some of the other piano players around that you were into at about that time when you were coming up?
Well, there's a harpsichord player named Wanda Landowski that I was crazy about. Also, I liked Little Richard, and I don't know, a lot of them around. It's hard to remember all of them at this moment.
Leon left Tulsa at the age of 17 for Los Angeles, where he began playing in the L.A. clubs and eventually became one of the best musicians in Hollywood. When you left Oklahoma, headed out to Los Angeles and Hollywood, what were your impressions of L.A. upon arriving around 1960, was it?
59. I rode out there on a bus, and I got off the bus, and I got in the cab, and I said, I want to go to the Golden Arms. And he said, where's that? And I said, it's in Torrance. And he said, where's Torrance? And I was in trouble. So I don't know. It was quite a bit bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Welcome to Hollywood, you Midwest sons and daughters. Oh, welcome to Hollywood. Say, man, can you spare a quarter?
Leon was part of an elite group of studio musicians called the Wrecking Crew and played on hundreds of hit records in the 1960s. He worked with many bands, including the Ventures, the Beach Boys, the Byrds, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Aretha Franklin, and the Ronettes. Leon was also a member of the House Band on Shindig, a TV show on ABC showcasing the top pop acts. You've played with an incredible number of musicians, great musicians and artists over the years. What were some of your most memorable or favorite recordings as a session musician?
Well, I played when Aretha was on Columbia, I played on one of her records. And I remember at the end of one of the takes, there's about 36 strings, and they all tapped their bows on the stand, which I assume is their way of applauding. That was a exciting moment. String players get excited about anything.
Leon Russell co-produced, arranged, and played piano, organ, and guitar on Joe Cocker's second album in 1969. He also recorded and toured with Delaney and Bonnie and Friends.
Only you know and I know all the love we got to show.
He founded Shelter Records with partner Denny Cordell and released his first solo album, Leon Russell, in May 1970. It included Beatles' George Harrison and Ringo Starr, Rolling Stones' Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts, Steve Winwood, Eric Clapton, and Klaus Voormann. The album contained the Leon classic, A Song for You.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my love in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you.
Shelter Records was home for not only Leon, but many other artists like Freddie King, J.J. Cale, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and the Gap Band. As a songwriter, Leon Russell's songs have hit the charts across all genres and have been covered by a diverse range of artists. Joe Cocker with Delta Lady.
Woman of the country, now I find you longing in your soft infertility.
B.B. King had a hit with Hummingbird. And the Carpenters' cover of Superstar, written by Leon and Bonnie Bramlett, went to number 2 on the pop music charts.
Long ago, and oh so far away, I fell in love with you before the second show. But you're not really here. just the radio.
Leon Russell organized and led the band behind Joe Cocker for the enigmatic Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour of the U.S. in the spring of 1970. The 11-member band included three drummers and an additional 10-member choir, playing 65 shows in 48 cities. The tour was filmed for the movie Mad Dogs and Englishmen. The live double album on A&M Records reached number 2 on the U.S. charts and sold over 1 million copies. Recruited for Mad Dogs and Englishmen and actually led that tour. Did Joe Cocker ask you to lead the tour, or did you volunteer? How did that come about?
Well, it was actually Denny Cordell. Denny was making Joe's records at that time, and he came over to the house one day and said that Joe had terminated his band in England. He had 50 shows booked in the United States, and he didn't have a band to do it, and the Musicians Union or somebody said, you got to do these dates or we won't let you play in the United States again. So then he asked me if I could put a band together for him, and I just called up all my friends and asked them to come play.
No, I'm just going to say, don't get hung up about Easter.
Strange feeling tonight. Change it all. Change it all.
Following the tour, you wrote The Ballad of Mad Dogs and Englishmen. The song contains a little bit of a mixed bag of sentiments. What are your memories of that tour?
Well, it's a mixed bag of memories. it was unusual and fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kids and planes. Runway strikes, flashy pimps and family fights, spotted dogs,
bloodshot eyes. Our space captain laughs and tries to understand the scheme of things. Just in time, the scene has changed. Bus is here, bring the beer. Sherman's reading Shakespeare. Movie maker, booby shakers, and sexy airplane ticket takers. Okies and limeys, curtain climbers, stones and future dominoes. And know which way the wind blows. Stolen cola, no one knows. The shadow dew, but it's still a shade. I love her and she loves me. Just myself and 40 friends in the name of Cocker Power. Out here on a road again with mad dogs and English men.
On August 1, 1971, Leon joined George Harrison and friends for two performances of the Concert for Bangladesh at Madison Square Garden in New York to raise money for refugees. His Jumpin' Jack Flash Youngblood medley was a highlight, and the album earned a Grammy Award for Album of the Year. Grady Kirkpatrick talking with Leon Russell. He's on the road and performing at the Griffin Theater in Laramie Tuesday night. George Harrison wrote and performed Beware of Darkness on his first solo record, All Things Must Pass. You covered it on your 1971 record, Leon Russell and the Shelter People, then performed it at the Concert for Bangladesh with George and Eric Clapton. Did you guys have much time for rehearsal for that live performance?
Not really. Actually, George and I arrived the day before the first show. The rehearsal had been going on for a couple of days before we got there. So somebody, I can't remember who it was, but somebody was rehearsing the band, and we arrived really the day before the show. So it's not very much rehearsal at all.
Well, there are certainly plenty of highlights on that record, including your Jumpin' Jack Flash medley, but certainly collaborating with George on that song still raises goosebumps.
Yeah, it was great. He was great and very spiritually correct, actually.
Watch out now, take a beware of falling swing. Dropping all around you. The pain. Out now, take a beware the thoughts that linger.
soft you shuffle.
Leon's first solo album to earn a gold record was Leon Russell and the Shelter People in 1971. The Carney album, released in 72, would be his bestseller and included the single Tightrope, which reached number 11 on the pop music charts. By 1972, Leon was a major concert attraction. Billboard magazine named Leon the top concert attraction for 1973. His show at Long Beach, California, on August 28, 1972, was recorded and released on the triple LP Leon Live, which rose to number 9 on the pop charts.
How many days has it been since I was born? How many days, Lord, until I die? You won't know any way that I can make you laugh. Do I only
You were quite the striking and colorful presence on tour in the 70s with your long flowing hair, the prodigious beard, top hat, and bell bottoms, along with your Holy Trinity tank top. Do you remember where you got that shirt? That was cool.
Well, that show was coming up, and I went down by my house, actually, about 2 blocks from my house. There was a used clothing store. And I thought, well, this is just a ticket. And so I bought a whole bunch of used clothing, Holy Trinity T-shirts and LDS T-shirts. I don't know where they got that stuff, but probably from some college junk sales or something, but that's where it came from.
There's a whole lot of soul, spirituality, and gospel music in your music and lyrics in some of your songs. And your concerts back in the day certainly were almost akin to tent revivals, preaching the power of love and the power of music. Were you influenced early on in gospel music?
Well, when I used to play in the nightclubs when I was 14, I'd made this little crystal set. And when I came home from my job at the nightclub, it only got 2 stations of gospel music and rhythm and blues. And largely Pentecostal music. I was actually playing piano in the Methodist Church at that time. And I tried to bring some of that Pentecostal music into the Methodist Church, and they ended up running me off. It was a little bit too much excitement for them, I think.
It's so strange, yeah. Oh, it's so strange, yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that it's so strange, yeah. Oh, it's so strange. Oh, I'm one but alone. But now, oh no, now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
One of your many great records released in 1972 was Carney. Had a lot of great songs on it. Tightrope, which did well on the charts. Magic Mirror, Out in the Woods. And This Masquerade that George Benson covered. It won Record of the Year, a Grammy, in 1976. also became the first song in music history to hit number one on the jazz, pop, and R&B charts, and I really like your version, the original.
Well, thanks.
Are we really happy with this lonely game we play? Looking for words to say. Searching but not finding understanding anyway. We're lost in this masquerade. Both afraid say we're just too far away from being close together from the start. We're trying to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Thoughts of leaving disappear every time I see your eyes. No matter how hard I try to understand the we're lost in a masquerade.
At the height of your popularity as a rock star, you released a country music album, Hank Wilson's Back, late summer 1973. Had you thought for a while about recording a country album, or was there something that provided inspiration around that time?
Actually, no, I had never thought about it at all, except I was taking one of my cars back to Tulsa from L.A., and I had to stop in the truck stops and get gas, and I'd go in those places, and they had literally thousands of hillbilly cassettes in there, and they were $3 a piece. I can't pass a good bargain, and
yeah.
I bought $100 worth of them, and started listening to him in the car, and we used to talk about Nashville and the studios when I worked out there, and they said that those guys down there are always ready to record. They're very fast, and I said to myself, I'm always ready to record, and so I decided I'd go down there and cut some of those old hillbilly standards with a lot of the guys that were probably on the original record.
I stopped at a roadhouse in Texas, a little place called Hamburger Dan. I heard that old jukebox started playing a song about a truck driving man. Well, the waitress then brought me some coffee, and I thanked her and I called her again. I said that old song there sure does fit me, 'cause I'm a truck driving man. So pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land, and put another nickel in the jukebox and play that truck driving man.
That turned out great. Well, you had worked with, I know, the Byrds and Flying Burrito Brothers that were making a little bit of inroads into country music at that time as well.
Well, Graham Parsons was a good friend of mine. I actually played on the first Byrds record. Me and the 12-string player from the Byrds, Roger McGuinn, and the rest of the band was studio musicians.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, song for me in the gym.
Another one of your records that was not rock or country, released in 1974, Stop All That Jazz. You recorded at your home studio in Tulsa, is that right?
It was up at Grand Lake, I believe. I had a house up at Grand Lake.
That album included a really cool instrumental that showcased your prowess on the piano, Spanish Harlem. Leon Russell's last Shelter record studio album, Will-O-The-Wisp, in 1975, went gold and included the hit Lady Blue and Back to the Island.
Now the day is gone, and I sit alone and think of you, girl. What can I do without you? Guess that our guessing game just had to end that way. The hardest one to lose of all the games we play. But the time has passed for living in a dream world. Life that scene of wondering if you love me or just making a fool of me. Well, I hope you understand I just had to go back to the island and watch the sun go down.
See if we can jog your memory. When you hooked up with Newgrass Revival, recorded a live album and toured with them, do you recall how that collaboration came about with Sam Bush?
I was visiting Tulsa. I had just gone through a terrible divorce. And so I'd gone back to Tulsa, and those guys happened to be playing at the Delman Theater. They had cut one of my songs years ago, called Prince of Peace, and that's where I met them. They came and found me. So when I was in Tulsa, they were playing at a place called the Delman Theater, and I sat in with them and played acoustic and sang a couple of songs, and I just had this idea that it'd be a great band to go out and play with. So I played with those guys for a couple of years.
Well, one of these days, and it won't be long, well, you're gonna look for me, and I'll be gone, 'cause I believe.
I believe. Yes, I believe.
Yeah, I believe.
I believe. Yes, I believe.
Lord, I believe my soul. Trying to make a fool out of me.
Another big fan of yours that I believe mentioned that you were quite an inspiration to him when he was starting out, and that's Elton John. You released the Union duet album in 2010. You toured together, and the single If It Wasn't for Bad nominated for a Grammy for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals. Did you enjoy working with Sir Elton?
Oh, absolutely. He's really one of a kind. He's able to sell out 20,000 seat venues 7 days a week all over the world, and I never have really been around anybody that had that capability. He's quite a talented guy.
I knew from the first night I met you something just wasn't quite right. Looked like an innocent stranger, but something was just out of sight. I couldn't know.
Leon Russell was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in March of 2011 and into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in June 2011. Capitol EMI released a 16-track compilation CD, The Best of Leon Russell, on April 5, 2011. Leon continues to write songs, record, and tour across the U.S. I see where your kids are also playing in your band on occasion. How you like that?
Well, that's great. I'm glad to have them. My grandson's currently playing with me, and my daughters and my son have played with me at different times.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to the performance in Laramie, playing the Griffin Theater, Tuesday, August 6th. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Mr. Russell. We certainly thank you for your time and all your great music, live and on record, and you're the tops, Leon.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
More information at leonrussellrecords.com. Check out Leon on YouTube for some very cool videos, from Shindig in 1964 to Mad Dogs and Englishmen with Joe Cocker, also a Song for You with Leon, Ray Charles, and Willie Nelson.
I'm lost in the night. The icy wind is howling out your name. And desolation lingers like a fog. The fire is growing dimmer in the wind. I'm out in the rain. The moon is gone behind. All my bluebird went away, and I'm locked in this room with my sorrow. No escape, no way to get away. And my only connection with tomorrow is hoping that you might decide to not stay away. Oh, I'm out on a limb. If I could only find sweet love again, to live my life this way is too much to bear. Can't find my blue.